The margin may have been relatively small, but the win was big for Justice-elect Michael Gabelman. The Burnett County Circuit Judge was the first in 40 years to beat an incumbent for a spot on the state Supreme Court. Gabelman sought to contrast himself against incumbent Lewis Butler by saying he represented a starkly different judicial philosophy.
A role that recognizes judicial conservatism and the proper role of a judge and a justice, which is to apply the law and not make it.
Hear, hear.
Thank you very much.
Gabelman had help in the nonpartisan race from the Republican Party. He also got support from Wisconsin Right to Life and the state's biggest business group, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. Butler, on the other hand, got support from Governor Jim Doyle, who appointed him, along with left-leaning groups which aired ads on Butler's behalf. The amount of money spent and the tone of the overall campaign reignited calls for campaign finance reform. Butler says it will be up to legislators to enact such change.
I hope that they do seriously look at it, because we've had two very ugly elections in a row. We can't continue down this path.
Gabelman was widely criticized for attacking Butler's record while the justice was a public defender. Wisconsin Citizen Action filed a formal complaint against the ad run by Gabelman's campaign. It's still pending before the Judicial Commission. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.